Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, December the 10th, 2025. 12, 10, 25, 15 days until Christmas, 17 minutes past the hour here. And as you know, we call this Fruitcake Eve, Fruitcake Toss Eve, the big fruitcake toss taking place tomorrow night, 7 p.m. here on this station, and it is going to be an event of epic proportions. Now, we have a gentleman on the line with us. This is kind of special because this person is busy, 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 and that he makes time to speak with us for a few minutes this morning is very, I'm very appreciative of it, because I know there's a lot of stuff on his plate right now. And before we introduce him, I think this is the music we should probably play. Well, maybe. And here he is, the man himself, the President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. President Trump, how are you? Happy holidays.
Good morning. I was in a neighboring state last night. I was in Pennsylvania telling people how incredible everything is and how great they're doing and how prices are getting lower on everything, including fruitcake. Prices are down on eggs, on bacon, on flour, on sugar. Everything's going down. They're practically giving cars away, Scott. Did you know this? They're just practically giving it away. Energy is down, and energy is the main indicator, Scott. Energy is the most important thing. And we've got energy down a lot of, because I heard the weather report is going to be very cold. It's going to be very cold where you are, but don't worry. You got plenty of energy. We have oil. We have home heating oil. We have all everything. We have all the oils. We have olive oil, which is coming in from Italy, which we're getting the tariffs taken care of. You can burn olive oil. A lot of people don't know that.
I did not know that, President Trump.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, you have been with me since, what, 2015? You're one of the first people who stepped up and said, could you be on my show, sir? Sir, President Trump. I wasn't president then, but you knew I was going to be president, and I really appreciate that.
Well, and I appreciate you. 10 years, can you believe? 10 years this year.
10 years, and the country's so much better than it was. It was horrible under Obama. It was even worse under Biden. Did you know I took his photo and I took it out of the White House and it's the auto pen? Because everything he did on auto pen, we're undoing. Because everything he did was illegal. It was illegal, and it was a horrible thing that he did to our country and how he ruined our farmers. He destroyed our farmers, but I'm fixing our farmers, because my first administration, I gave them $38 billion. And yesterday, I signed an executive order to give them $12 billion. Isn't that amazing?
$12 billion? My goodness.
$12 billion. That's it. You can check the news on it, because I love the farmers. I love the farmers, and they love me. But Biden hated farmers. He doesn't like people in overalls and flannel shirts, and he destroyed the farms. He destroyed them. But I'm bringing back. We're making farming great again, and I'm going to make a deal with China. I'm going to make a deal with China. You know how I feel about China. Terrible people, the Chinese. Great takeout. Terrible people, because Xi Jinping, he's tough. He's tough. But we made great deals with him. 90 deals in 90 days. I think we have 5 of those completed. But we're doing great. And I met the Swiss contingent. They gave me a gold bar. $130 million. It's on my desk now. It's really incredible. And a Swiss watch, which is Rolex. which is Rolex. But the economy is doing great. And these people who say to me, oh, sir, I can't feed my family, I say, just spend the money. It'll be fine. It'll be great. Put it on your credit card.
Well, you know, that's interesting. President Trump, how do you feel about those people in the flannel shirts and the overalls?
I love those people. Those are MAGA people. Those are great people, fantastic people, and they need to be treated right. They need, listen, everything's going great for me. I've made about $5 billion since I got back in January. It's 10 months. So these people should be doing great. I mean, Don Jr., he got a $620 million deal with the Defense Department. Eric has made 10 times his wealth in 10 months. That's like $1 billion a month. That's incredible. So everyone I know is doing great. Everyone I know is doing fantastic. Did you know that my cabinet is all billionaires? Every single one. They're worth $450 billion. And if you put Elon in that, add a trillion to that, that's $1,450 billion. Did you know that Biden's cabinet, if you put all the money together, was only worth $118 million? What a bunch of losers. What a bunch of losers. Who wants to be with them? Who wants to be with poor people? Nobody. Nobody. That's why I like being with rich people, very wealthy people. And that's who are the members of Mar-a-Lago. You have to be at least a millionaire to be part of that. And but I do love the farmers, and they're going to be rich too, because I'm getting them $12 billion. And if there were 12 of them, they'd each get a billion. But there's more. But there's more than that. But they're all going to do very, very well under me. Don't worry about it. It's going to be a great Christmas. Did you know that Black Friday was the greatest Black Friday in the history of Black Friday? Did you know that?
I did not hear that.
We did extremely well, a lot of spending. People were using something called layaway. Layaway. It's a new word. I never heard it before. It's called layaway. You buy it, and you lay it away, and then you pay it off. It's called layaway. It sounds very relaxing for whatever product you're buying. Like a big screen TV, it's just going to lay there until you come pick it up. I think it's fantastic.
I do believe layaway has been around for a number of years, President.
No,
Trump.
Scott, you're wrong.
I'm wrong.
It's brand new. Brand new. It's under me. It's under me. We're parceling out the money so everyone can get everything they want immediately.
You know, President Trump, being a reporter myself, although you and I have always had a good relationship, you've come under...
because you don't ask me stupid questions. By the way, I'm not taking any stupid questions today.
Well,
do you see these people who ask me stupid questions? I don't like stupid questions. I like smart questions, and I like them from people who are nice. Nice, and you've always been nice, Scott. I appreciate that.
Well, and that's why I have to stand up, though, here for my fellow reporters, that you seemingly have been a little testy with the reporters as of late.
I have, because, you know, that's the real me, and I've been holding back, and a lot of my people always say, let Trump be Trump, so I'm being Trump, and if you say something I don't like, I'm going to call you out. I am going to call you out, and the first thing I see about you, like if you're wearing glasses, your four eyes. If you're overweight, you're pinky. If you're bald, you're Bobby. You know, I'm really good with these nicknames, by the way. I should do this professionally, right? Don't you think? Come up with nicknames?
You've got quite a repertoire there. Now, President Trump, as of late, you've got some events that have been very good for you. FIFA gave you a peace prize. You hosted the Kennedy Center.
That? Yeah, Kennedy.
Oh, I can't believe it.
FIFA. You know who else gave me a peace prize? Fiat, the Italian automaker. So now I have two peace prizes, Fiat and FIFA. FIFA and Fiat. And you know, in Italy, do you know what Fiat stands for in Italy?
I do not know.
It stands for fix it again, Tony, because the cars are horrible. They're horrible cars. They look good. They're tiny. They're tiny. It's the Mini of Italy. It's the Mini of Italy. But they gave me the Peace Prize because, you know, I've ended over 50 wars. I ended World War II. I ended World War I. I ended the Vietnam War. I just ended a war right now during this call. Did you know that?
You ended a war.
Did you know that? I ended a war. I ended a war between Georgia and Florida, and now that's resolved. I brought the governors together, and that's over. There's a lot of fighting between those two states.
How did the Kennedy Center go this past Sunday?
Can you believe it? It went absolutely fantastic. We had Rocky. Sylvester Stallone, who's gone totally MAGA. We've got Gene Simmons, who's been with a lot of women. I thought I was with a lot of women. Wow, that guy, holy cow. He's a walking STD. It's unbelievable. And Ace Frehley. Was it Ace? Is that the right guy? I can't. The two guys from Kiss. And then we had somebody who does something else, I think an opera singer. And George Strait. He's country music. And everyone knows I love country music. I love all the country stars. I have all their albums. And then it was really incredible. And people, Scott, they begged me to host. I said, no, I can't host. We'll get a professional host. You know, but they said, sir, you would be the greatest host in the history of hosts. And I was. And it's going to air on CBS. CBS, who had a horrible interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene on Sunday. Terrible. I thought we'd get rid of them, but it's going to air on CBS. And I was told it will be the highest rated episode of the Trump Center Award. I mean, the Kennedy Center Awards you've ever seen. So I'm very excited that my career, and I'll finally get an Emmy. And I was told, I'm now the head of the Trump, the Kennedy Center. And they said, I may be getting an award next year. They might be honoring me. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, that's...
You know, I'm very humble. I was on the cover of Modesty magazine this month because I'm very modest. I'm a very modest person.
Well, President Trump, it's the holiday season. Are you ready for the holidays?
Absolutely. And I'm taking gifts of all sizes this year. I've got the guitar playing. I've got the gold bar from Switzerland. If anybody wants to give me anything, let me know. And let me know what you want in return, because we can work something out. I'm working with Ted Sarandos now for Netflix. But the Saudis have put an incredible offer in for a Time Warner Discovery, and I think I could do very well on that deal. That could be a really good Christmas present, because Jared is in on that deal too. He's doing the negotiations. But I love Christmas, and I love spending it at Mar-a-Lago, and Melania did an incredible job in the East Wing. What did we tear down? I'm not even sure what we tore down, but she put up couple of Christmas trees. It looks like when you walk into Home Depot and all the Christmas trees are up and all that stuff. She did such a fabulous job. She's great. You were paying her extra this year. That's why she's been at a lot of these events.
That's very, very nice. So you will spend the holidays with Melania, the First Lady.
Well, we're working that out. I think we'll have at least New Year's Eve dinner together in the big ballroom at Mar-a-Lago. And then next year, if we get it done, we're going to have the 90,000 square foot beautiful, big, beautiful ballroom. But unfortunately, you probably heard I'm having some, difference of opinion on with the architect and the guy who demolished the East Wing and the builders. We just can't seem to get along with these people. They all want money. They're so greedy, Scott. They're so greedy. The guy who tore down the part of the East Wing, they want to get paid. Can you believe this? They have the honor to work for me, and now they want money, and now the architect wants to get paid, and now the builder wants to get paid. That's the problem with this country. Everyone wants money. Everyone wants money, and they want my money, and I'm not going to give them my money. I'll give them your money, but I'm not giving them my money.
You like to hold on to the money.
I like to hold on to the money.
You hold on to the money,
you get more money. But when you give out other people, there was a song years ago, it was from a hippity hop group. It was OPP, Other People's Money, or was that OPM? I don't know. I'm not good with that, with the hip-hop music. But I like that song, Other People's Money, because that's what it should be. Not my money. You know what I mean? Let me keep my money. I work so hard. And, I donated my salary every year to a worthy cause. Did you know about this? I donate my salary, $400,000, and I donate it to Billionaires Without Borders.
Oh.
It makes it possible for billionaires and high-end millionaires, you see that, I'm very inclusive, to travel the world without coming in contact with poor or unattractive people. Because who wants to be with them? They're broken, they're ugly.
Well, that's a nice holiday sentiment there, President Trump. But I wanted to have you on this morning because this is Fruitcake Toss Eve, and I know that word has even gotten to the White House of our big fruitcake toss happening tomorrow night.
Yes, and I think this is a wonderful. How many years has this been?
This will be the sixth annual.
Wow. And are the fruitcakes supplied free?
No, they're not free, but they are Claxton's from Claxton, Georgia. I know you're big in Claxton.
Claxton, I like that name. And I hear you have a lot of wonderful MAGA council members and MAGA mayors and MAGA commissioners and MAGA treasurers and sheriffs. Sheriffs are usually MAGA. Police chiefs. And Santa Claus. Did you know Santa Claus is MAGA? A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
That's why he wears red.
Is that what it is? I didn't realize. The Grinch will be here as well.
Well, I love the Grinch. What a great story.
You like that story?
It's a wonderful story. I've always liked that, you know, because a lot of those left-wing lunatics who lived in Whoville had gotten all that stuff for free, and the Grinch was nice enough to take it for the Grinch people.
I did not realize that the Whos were left-wing.
Oh, yeah. I listen, just read this story. Basically, the guy who wrote that story was telling you, like, the radical, leftist, communist, Marxist, fascistic fish sticks who lived in Whoville had gotten all this stuff for free, and it was the Grinch who was smart enough, very smart guy, was able to get in there and take it back for the people, and he was able to hold on to that. And what did we learn at the end of that story in Whoville? They didn't need all that crap. They didn't need all that crap. Just like the people right now, they're like, don't buy so many pencils. You don't need all these pencils, folks.
I did not realize Whoville was blue at election time.
Oh, absolutely. Left-leaning, radical leftist. They probably would have Mondani as mayor if they could.
I did not know that. Well, President Trump, the fruitcake toss is a big event, and we hand out, because we're the Buckeye State, we hand out Buckeye donuts for people that night. Free, and free hot chocolate.
I love donuts. Not crazy about hot chocolate, but I do love donuts. That would be fantastic. Who's coming to this? All your name. I mean, I already read the list of the throwers, but is everybody welcome to this thing?
Anybody is welcome to this. I'm surprised your vice president, J.D. Vance, an Ohio boy here, Ohio senator, former Ohio senator, did not get in on this.
You know what? I'm surprised, too, because he loves fruitcake. He loves donuts. I mean, look at him. He's a little chubster, isn't he? He loves all that kind of stuff.
Well,
I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him and tell him to be there tonight. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to... Oh, it's tomorrow night. He's got a day.
No, I'm going to tell him to be there tonight. That way he can get first crack at the donuts.
Well, that's good. He can have first crack at the donuts. Now, here's how this is done, President Trump. You walk up to a line. You put your feet on the line flat-footed. You take a Claxton fruitcake, one underhanded toss. Whoever throws it the farthest is the winner.
Who won last year?
Last year, it was the Marion City Schools Superintendent Brian Murphy.
Is Brian a big guy? He's a big guy?
No, not a big guy at all. No, not a big guy at all.
He got a killer arm or something? Is he pro? Was he a pro baseball player?
No, I believe he did participate in a lot of sports in high school.
Well, that's good. That's good. So we should be betting on him because I'm trying to get betting legalized from coast to coast.
Well, I bet you are. Well, it's going to be very interesting because anybody could win, but the matchup is between Brian Murphy and 2 years ago, our sheriff, Matt Bales, won, and they'll both be there this year.
Matt Bales, good friend of mine, Matt Bales.
Good friend of yours.
Fantastic guy. Very good. Yep.
I didn't know you were tight.
Oh, very, very close. I love anybody in law enforcement. We love the blue.
And we'll have 40th Treasurer of the United States under President Clinton, Mary Ellen Withrow, here.
Clinton? Oh, boy. I don't know about that.
You were friends with Clinton. We've seen the pictures.
Well, we did. We golfed. Yeah, let me tell you something. That guy had some great stories. Bill and I actually got along very well.
Yeah, it was his wife you had some trouble with.
Yes. Lock her up.
You know, that started right here in Ohio at the convention I was at, the Cleveland Convention in 2000, 16.
Oh, excuse me.
Are you okay, President Trump?
Oh, I took too much Adderall. Oh, boy. Okay.
I hope you're not coming down with anything. People are concerned about
you
know, your health.
I have to tell you something, Scott. I shook so many hands last night in Pennsylvania, and then I think I rubbed my eye, and somebody, probably a leftist who was buried in the crowd at the rally, probably had a cold or something. So now I'm a little, but you know me, I'll bounce back, and they'll give me a cocktail of stuff. So strong. In 2 hours, I'll feel 25 years younger. It'll be amazing.
You know, President Trump, I hate to be one of those reporters who would ask a little bit of a pointed question, but sure. There have been a lot of questions about your mental acuity as of late.
Right. Well, I think everyone knows that my cognitive is probably the best cognitive of any of the cognitives. I've taken the test twice now. It's very difficult. You have to tell the difference between a hippopotamus and a rhinoceros, which is extremely... You have to be very, very smart to tell that. You know, because, like, the first one's a giraffe. Everyone knows the giraffe. Oh, it's a giraffe. It's a giraffe. Long neck. But then when you get further down with the different species, like, can you tell the difference between an armadillo and an armorillo? No. No, except the armor's different on both of them. And you have to know that because you got to know what the Kevlar, because that's bulletproof. And you got to know which one's bulletproof because they come from Texas and everyone has a gun in Texas. So I think it's important that you know the difference. And I won Texas, by the way, Scott. I won big in Texas. I don't think there was one county I lost. So I think that proves that my mental acuity, my faculties, as they say, and these horrible people, you know, I mean, look at Sleepy Joe. He was asleep most of the time. And when I'm sleeping, I'm thinking, and I'm coming up with new ways to make America great again.
That's very nice, President Trump. Now, I do want, this was breaking news this morning. The top six throwers tomorrow will get maple bacon donuts.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have J.D. Listen, tell J.D. to send me at least one of those donuts. Have it in a box for me.
A golden box.
Fantastic. A golden box. Oh, I like that. I like the way you think, Scott. It'll be the presidential donut, and we'll have it there on the table during the entire thing, and the people will know. They'll probably throw a lot further this time, knowing that that box will go directly to me, and I will eat that donut after we warm it up, of course. I don't like cold donuts. I don't like cold pizza. I don't like cold donuts, but and I don't like cold pasta. Do you ever have cold pasta? It's just not the same. I put things on the microwave 30 seconds. It's amazing what a microwave can do. It's really amazing. I do with the ice cream, too, because I'll take the ice cream out of the freezer at the White House. It's like a rock. You put it in 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden, it's warm. It's a hot milkshake, folks. It's a hot milkshake. And that's the kind of technology that we are putting our money into in this country with NVIDIA and all of these chips. The chips. There were no chips until I became president. And now there's all these chips. And everyone wants the chips. And we just made a deal with China for the NVIDIA chips. It's going to be incredible. And no restrictions on AI. No restrictions on AI because that's the future. That's the future. We have to look out for the future.
Well, and maybe because of this, President Trump, I'll get invited to the White House Christmas party, which I would like to come to. But I know you're busy. Do you have a holiday message for our listening audiences here in Ohio who voted for you?
Oh, absolutely. I want to wish everybody a very merry Christmas. Let's not forget what Christmas is all about. Lower prices, buying more stuff, telling people how great everything is, because, you know, a positive mental attitude. You know, I went to the Collegiate Church in New York City, and that's the guy who wrote The Power of Positive Thinking. And if you just tell everybody everything is fantastic, guess what? Everything will be fantastic. I don't want anybody complaining. I don't want anybody saying anything negative. I want everything to be positive. I don't want to hear any crap from anyone. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. You should be happy, so be happy. There you go.
You're very similar to Charles Dickens, President Trump. That's a very heartfelt, warm holiday message.
Exactly. Charles Dickens, he was great. He was a great writer, and he had a nice head of hair.
I bet he did. You're fascinated with that, aren't you? Head of hair.
I love hair.
Yeah,
hair
you love
so
hair.
Important. I use spray on mine. They say, oh, you're destroying the ozone with all that. I don't care. I don't care. I think it's important to look good. I think it's important to look good. And that goes along with, you know, looking good, dressing right, and being positive. I think if everyone does that, we are going to have one heck of a Christmas. I don't want to see pajamas around the Christmas tree. Get up, get shaved, take a shower, and put on a suit. If I see any more of these stupid Christmas pajamas, I can't stand it. Stop being so relaxed. You know, what do they call that, Casual Friday? Have you ever seen me dress for Casual Friday? No, I don't dress for Casual Friday. Every day is a business day.
Every day is a business day. And in your favorite restaurant, McDonald's, made a killing this year selling the Grinch meals.
They did. And see that? We're tying it back to the Grinch, which I think is important. And I love the Big Mac, and I love the cheeseburgers, and I love the French fry. And, you know, I honestly think, Scott, the reason I won the election is because I spent that time, I think it was Pennsylvania, that McDonald's in Pennsylvania. We had all those wonderful customers. And, you know, it's tough to, you know, get those French fries in there, in the super size and the regular size. It's very difficult work. A lot of people don't appreciate it. So when you're going through McDonald's today, getting a Happy Meal for your kid and a burger for yourself and a shake and a fries, make sure you say, thank you for working at McDonald's. It's hard work, but we appreciate you.
And President Trump, my final question this morning, do you have any advice for people participating in the fruitcake toss tomorrow night?
Absolutely. I had a football, you know, I was a tremendous athlete. In high school, I played football at the military academy, and we had a coach, Coach Boyle, or maybe it was Doyle, it's D or B, whatever. But he used to say, Trump, he'd say President Trump now, but when I was a kid then, but he would say, Trump, play with reckless abandon. So all of these people who are participating tomorrow night, throw with reckless abandon. I mean, aim, of course. You know, you don't want to hurt anybody with fruitcake. There's been a lot of fruitcake injuries over the last 100 years. But that's eating it, not throwing it. But you're going to play with reckless abandon. And when you throw that fruitcake, let it rip. Let it rip. And let's see who the winner is. And from what I understand, it should be fair and square. This will not be a rigged fruitcake throwing event.
No, not a rigged fruitcake event at all.
No, well, because they've got a lot of those in the blue state. They rigged the election because they hollow out the fruitcake and it makes it lighter and it goes further. And I think we all know that's illegal. That's illegal in fruitcake competition.
You became very friendly lately with Mondani there in New York. What's that all about?
Oh, well, he was very friendly to me. You know, he came in and he said, I think what you've done is absolutely incredible. You've done something that couldn't have been done. Everything he said was right. And I think, you know, people say he's a communist and he's a left-wing lunatic. He says, those people are wrong. I really, really like him.
Didn't you say those things, President Trump?
No, I never said those things. No, I did. I'm just kidding. But he's a nice guy. And you know what? Here's the thing you have to realize. You know, sometimes you say something about somebody, and then you meet them, and you think, maybe I was wrong. Maybe not me. Other people say, maybe I was wrong. But I like this guy. He's a nice guy. He's a smart guy. And I think New York, did you know condos, multi-million dollar condo sales have gone up since Mondani has won. There's people moving into New York City. So that's a good thing, and I think Mondani and I are going to be very, very well. And did you know Dr. Oz is a Muslim, too? A lot of people don't.
Dr. Oz? I didn't know that.
He's a Sufi. Yes, he prays 5 times a day. So now I've got 2 Muslims that I know, on top of the Saudis, who gave me a wonderful, wonderful gift, and the Qatari people who gave me a $400 million plane. All of a sudden, I'm not so hard on the Muslims.
Well, you've had a wonderful year, and that's a great holiday sentiment. And President Trump, 10 years here together, and I'm sure we'll be doing this at least for 3 more while you're in office. And if the Democrats get back in power this coming year, it could be less, but you never know.
You never know. Yeah. I think I'm going to be around for a long time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. President Trump, you have a wonderful holiday season, and I hope everything...
Christmas, Scott. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Everything's going to be fine, and I don't want to hear any complaining. That's... All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I should mention for 10 years now, 10 years on the program, President Trump has been portrayed by John D. Domenico, who has also done that on... Howard Stern and all, Domenico, on Howard Stern and many other programs. All right, well, the phone lines are open. We've got 14 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. John D. Domenico. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, can you tell me who made this statement? The Continental Army won the war because they took control of the airfields?
No, who was that?
Trump.
Oh, did you hear him on the program there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how'd you feel about that?
Kind of funny sometimes, but, you know, guys like him are funny.
Well, he wanted to get in on the fruitcake toss, and I didn't want to, but keep him out.
But you know what his most famous quote is?
What's that?
Inject bleach to get rid of COVID.
Well, that's true. That's true. Hey, but well, I should mention, by the way, listen, the fruitcake toss is tomorrow night, December the 11th, 7 p.m. Here are the entrants. We haven't done this morning.
I still haven't heard back from the fire department. Maybe they're just going to go ahead and show up.
Well, I hope they send somebody over. We've got Chip, Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Weslyn Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thaddeus Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, President of the Y-Men, Miranda McGinnis, Jack Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the Fire Department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Parker, Tara Dyer, Salvation Army Bell Ringer, Heather Hill, Allison Russo, Rob Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff, Dana Martin, Buckeye Guy, Ben Weber, Colleen Marshall, Steve Whitaker, Jim Jordan, Tracy Richardson, Glenn Coble, Santa Claus, Kent Halloran, The Grinch, Terry Tackett, Naomi's son, Andrew Schwartz, Abby from the Star, Scott Kreider, and Tommy Reese. And again, Buckeye Donuts will be supplied by the Industrial Channel. The Salvation Army will be there with a kettle, and also they will have hot chocolate and coffee and water. And the top six winners will get bacon maple donuts. And if you get close to the tree, since Jason Schauber was complaining yesterday, you'll get a maple bacon donut. If you hit the tree or get close to the tree, you'll get a maple bacon donut. And we're giving the tree donated by the Y-Men on the 70-foot line, to the homeless shelter when we're done.
Well, I bet this is a record for how many people you got nominated.
The nominations are high, and I think the event's going to be great. The weather looks as it should. No rain, no snow tomorrow, so it's looking pretty good.
It's going to be getting a little cold, though.
It'll be cold, but, I mean, not...
Especially Friday, it's going to be cold.
Right, so thank goodness we'll beat that. We'll beat it by a day. Who do you think's going to win this thing? Your buddy Larry Barnett?
Well, I think he's probably got a good chance out of anybody. Pretty good-sized guy.
Especially if somebody asks him a question beforehand and riles him up.
Right, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we've had the late Harry Carey and President Trump this morning. Did you enjoy this fun holiday show this morning? It certainly was... an enjoyable program. 740-383-9944. Sometimes you just gotta have fun. You gotta break up the monotony and have fun. But for Jason Schauber, who called in yesterday, who feels our rules are a little lax for the fruitcake toss, we now will give you a maple bacon donut if you get close to the tree. All right, go ahead, caller.
Love your fruitcake.
Oh, it's tomorrow. It's fruitcake toss eve.
Yes. Why don't you try to get Rich Little on?
You know, I've had Rich Little on.
Well, why don't you get him on again?
Well, you know, his impressions, though, are of people that a lot of people don't remember.
Well, we don't know that he hasn't, updated his repertoire.
I'll check him out. I'll see if he's, because his big impressions were Carson and Reagan. And I'm surprised at how many people have no idea who Carson was. And the people who know Reagan, they don't really remember what he sounded like. They don't get the joke of him.
Well, all you got to do is cruise through YouTube, look those names up, and you can see what's there.
But don't you find it interesting that the president and Harry Carey were both on talking about the fruitcake toss this morning?
Well, I would say that individual's a bit of a schizo, isn't he?
Oh, I thought it was great.
If you can be two other people besides yourself.
That was two different people.
It was two different.
Oh, yes.
The same one.
Not the same person, no.
Now, the Harry Carey sounded like, he had a frog in his throat.
Well, that's kind of how Harry sounded, if you remember.
I do. And, it'd be nice if somebody brought some eggnog tomorrow for the adults.
Well, that'd be nice if somebody brought some eggnog. Now, it is interesting. So did you hear Jason call in yesterday and complain about...
No, I did not hear that.
Oh, he complained? Because he says, is the goal to hit the tree or throw the fruitcake the farthest? And I said, the person who throws the fruitcake the farthest will still get the plaque. That's still the winner. But now we can give a maple bacon donut. If somebody hits the tree, we'll give them a maple bacon donut.
Well, we've got a maple bacon for first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth place.
Right, and so I don't think...
We got six free agent maple bacon donuts.
And I don't think six people are going to hit that tree. So that's...
Probably not.
We'll give them a maple bacon donut if they hit the tree.
Yeah, hopefully. You're not going to have the tree decorated, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You'd destroy some of the decorations that are there and make it a little less...
No, I mean, if somebody wanted to put some garland or popcorn or something like that on there, that'd be fine.
Yeah. So, here's a quick question. Should I bring a table to set some stuff up?
I would, because... Yeah, the table will have, I assume the Salvation Army will have their own thing, but the table will have the radio equipment because we're broadcasting it live.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would, for the donuts.
Yeah, you remember the little table for the Halloween?
Yeah, I think that'll work.
That should, I'm hoping it will. That should hold five dozen with the maple bacon. Now, one thing we've got to say. Jimmy, and I don't know his last name, and his mom knew George Kasotis.
Yes,
They're donating these Buckeye donuts.
Oh, they're donating them? I did not know that.
Yes, they are donating it, and then that's when I said, hey, I'll go ahead and get a dozen of the maple bacon ones. So they're donating four dozen of those Buckeye kind or style donuts.
Well, wonderful. I hope people who are in Columbus doing holiday shopping stop by and visit Buckeye Donut.
Or people going down to Columbus, stop in. If it's for a basketball game, a concert, or whatever, they're open 24/7, 365 days, period.
Terrific. Well, hey, thanks.
Okay. Do a good toss.
All right, it's coming tomorrow, and we still have another show tomorrow morning. Remember, the phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. I don't know if Jason's out there listening this morning, but are you happy now? The longest toss will get the plaque, and then if you hit the tree, you will get a maple bacon donut from Buckeye Donuts in Columbus. So there we are, 740-383-9944. Now, by the way, there's still time to nominate somebody. You just got to tell them to be here tomorrow night, the 11th at 7 p.m., but we've got quite a list here. I'm not sure who the odds-on favorite is, to be honest. I look at that. I'm going to think about that tonight. Because we've got four past winners here. We've got Ralph Thacker, who won it the first year. We've got Ed Pickett, who won in 22. We've got Sheriff Bales, who won in 23. And we've got Brian Murphy, who won in 24. So I don't know who the odds-on favorite is. Now, it could be somebody who is not a past winner. It could be Jason. It could be Aaron Rollins. It could be Ron Prater. It could be Ben Weber. It could be somebody from the Salvation Army. It could be Glenn Coble. You know, you never know. It could be the Grinch. It could be Santa Claus. Because if you get a bad throw, it's over. You know, it hits the ground, it's over, it's out. Or if you throw it too high, it's over and it's out. So it all comes down to how you throw this thing. 5 minutes left to go. If anybody's got anything to say this morning, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz here. We would love to hear from you on this day before the Fruitcake Toss. Fruitcake Toss Eve. And don't forget, again, the Salvation Army will be there with a bell ringer and a kettle. And we appreciate them for doing that. Also, the homeless shelter will be well represented on Fairground Street. And we thank the Y-Men for the Christmas tree. We will give them the Christmas tree tomorrow after the event. So it's all coming together here. And what a morning it has been. 740-383-9944. So, those are the discussions we're having here today, and it's a fun event. Just a fun event. Those maple bacon donuts, I'll tell you, they are a potent donut, to be sure. And it's just a day away. Can you imagine? Here we are having rain today, and then tomorrow, cloudy and about 30 is what it looks like all day. So for the fruitcake toss, cloudy and 30 we'll take. No rain, no snow, no sub-zero freezing temperatures. That's what you want. And hopefully everybody will sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game after Larry Barnett is presented with his plaque tomorrow night at the Fruitcake Toss. And it'll be good to see Larry again and honor him for what he's done for Major League Baseball, certainly the community of Prospect, and as well the community of Marion. A very, 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 very nice man. 740-383-9944, and I did get confirmation last night. I believe that Jack Kellogg, former mayor, longest-serving mayor in Marion history, one of the two, Jack Kellogg will be there tomorrow night. Somebody spoke with him. So it's really just the who's who of Marion, and as well as all the great people who just participate and possibly could win. You know, Ralph Thacker, just your average Marion citizen. No title, no placement. He came in there and won the first fruitcake toss, and I like that. And maybe we'll have something like that again this year. Wouldn't that be fun? And I hope everybody enjoyed the fun we had this morning with our guests, the late Harry Carey and President Donald Trump. Voices provided by Ken Severa and John D. Demencio. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I hope you had a fun. We got to have a little laugh here now and again on the program to break up the monotony of everything else going on in the world. Well, for this Fruitcake Toss Eve, this very wet Fruitcake Toss Eve, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Remember the Fruitcake Toss tomorrow night, 7 p.m. here on WGH Talk will be broadcast live. Be back tomorrow.
For legendary actress and voice of Ursula in Disney's The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.